Our guest in the cafe this morning is the manager of the Commerce Chamber of Commerce, Paul Voss. Good morning.
Morning, John Mark. How are you today?
Doing wonderful. Now, the fourth annual Bodark Spring Car Show coming up this coming Saturday.
Absolutely. And we're really looking forward to that again this year. Last year, we had more cars than we've ever had, and we postponed. We started on Saturday. We got rained out. But on Sunday, we just said, okay, we're going to do it tomorrow. And it was really, we had over 50, 60 cars. I didn't expect that many for a rain out, but it was really fun. 1024 Ranch brings a lot of really nice cars. I think they had 6 or 7 entries last year, and they're a real good supporter of us.
Well, the 1024 Ranch. Now, I think a lot of people know about that, but maybe some people don't. So tell us about
that. Well, 1024 Ranch is owned by Larry and Colette Young, and it's out in Fairley. And they've
west of Commerce.
To the west of Commerce and west of Fairley, Texas. And they started with probably 6,000-7,000 acres, and they've got a lot of land out there now. And they do hunting. They do quail, pheasant, and chucker that you can hunt there on their place. They also have duck hunting, and they have axis deer and fallow deer and all sorts of, and whitetail deer and all the stuff to come out and hunt if you like to hunt.
So people come to the Commerce area, to the 1024 Ranch specifically to hunt.
Absolutely. And they have a great lodge there that you can rent for weddings and for events.
It's a beautiful place.
It really is. It's a beautiful place. Oh, by the way, and they've got great fishing as well. Big bass in their lakes. They've got a couple of 50-acre ponds. And it's really... Yeah. Really a good place. But anyway, they also, Larry and Richard and Colette collect old cars. They've got some old Studebakers and some, they've got an old fire truck that every time they enter it in any event, it wins because it's an old brush fire truck and it's old and it's really, really cool.
And just one more note, the 1024 refers to Dr. Pepper, the old Dr.
Right.
Pepper logo.
Logo, right. Larry is the CEO of Dr. Pepper.
Wow.
And so he is... Still today.
Golly.
And he works, you know, all the time. Plus, he's working out here on the ranch. So it's really...
Mercy.
It's really fun to have them as neighbors. They're my neighbors, and so it's really fun to have them as our neighbors.
So the Spring Bodark Car Show, Saturday, starting at what time?
Starts at 8 o'clock, registration, and we'll have the judging about noon. It's not an all-day event, but if you want to come see some really cool cars, it's hot rods, it's antique cars, it's classic cars, it's motorcycles, it's, you know, anything that's got wheels on it, we judge. We've got about 35 or 40 categories, and we have a DJ that comes out and does it, and it's really a fun event.
And so be in downtown Commerce.
Downtown Commerce.
We're talking with Paul Voss, and Paul is the director of the Commerce Chamber of Commerce, so that event is this Saturday. Haven't talked to you since the LED message boards have been activated.
Whoa! Well, yes, and we have one up and going permanent. I mean, that's really going
by the city park.
By the city park. The other one is over at the Magnuson, and we just lit it this last week.
I saw that it has an American flag.
American flag on it. There's a little issue with our relay. You can only do 1,500 feet. So they try to do the computer at the downtown police department, and it goes over to, and the one over at the park is fine, but we're having to do a relay for the one over at the Magnus, and we knew that was going to happen, so it's getting permission from the university to put an antenna either over on the water tower or over at Whitley Hall to relay down to it. But we're working on that. The third one is not put up yet, and they think it's going to be out on the other side of AC Williams.
How does someone get a message on the board?
Okay, it's only for public service information. Anything that has to do with the whole city, soccer tournaments and walks and weather and, you know, stuff like that.
Events.
Anything that's an event for the city of Commerce, we definitely want to do that. And it's through Lacey Dingman, who's the new parks director at the city. And just call her, and you can get her email address and submit your...
Call the city parks department.
City parks.
Okay.
Parks
Great.
And recreation.
Great. All right.
And, I'm telling you what, after 3 years, we are ready for these to be going.
It's a long haul.
It sure has been.
Paul, thanks for having a cup of coffee with
us. Thank you, John Mark.
Paul Voss, the director of the Commerce Chamber of Commerce. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.